House of Joshik. The traditional Korean house you see before you was once occupied by Joshik, one of the most renowned Confucian scholars and politicians of the Joseon Dynasty around 600 years ago. He always stressed the importance of acting upon your beliefs and being sensible at all times. He was respected by many because he didn't hide his opinions on the unreasonableness of social realities. He also taught that one must have good control over the mind in order to achieve true goodness of heart. He built this house when he was 60 to retire in the quiet environs of Jirisan Mountain. While most politicians and scholars tried to get a position where they could serve or influence the king, he was content with what he had and never held back his opinions, even when voicing them could harm him. He even declined the king's request to work at the court and continued his studies in the seclusion of the mountain. He taught many students right here in this small house. It was originally built in 1561, but burned down in a war. The house as it is today was restored during the 19th century. The apricot tree in the front yard was planted by the great scholar. It is over 450 years old, but it still blossoms in late March. Hundreds of tourists still come to see the house and tree every year.